Welcome back to The Truth About the Market. I'm glad you're here. This is the show where we cut through the noise and focus on what's actually happening in aviation. Not the hype, not the headlines, just the truth. And I'm your host, Jason Zilberbrand, and I'm president of VREF. I've appraised nearly every type of aircraft out there for clients ranging from the FAA all the way to private owners. And I've owned, operated, bought, and sold my own airplanes. So when I talk about this stuff, it's not theory, it's experience. And here's something worth saying up front. This podcast is sponsor free. There's no advertisers, no companies to appease, which means no incentive to soften the truth. What you hear is unfiltered because aviation demands truth and the market punishes misinformation, and it does so every time. And today, we're talking about one of the most misunderstood numbers in all of aviation, the asking price. Because people want to believe that listed prices mean something concrete. And look, I get it. They're visible numbers. They're easy to quote. They create a sense of certainty. A buyer sees one online and thinks that must be the market. A seller sees another and thinks mine should be worth the same. Attorneys, lenders, tax authorities, even experienced aviation professionals, they all fall into this trap. Because once a number is out there in public, it starts to feel real. But here's the thing. A listed price is not a transaction. It doesn't show whether the aircraft is financeable, whether its condition supports the number, whether maintenance exposure is hiding underneath, or whether the deal would survive due diligence. Often that number is about ambition, strategy, making room for negotiation, and a broker's pitch to win the assignment, or simply an owner who doesn't need to sell. And sometimes it simply means the airplane is still on the market. And that tells you something, because unsold inventory is not proof of value. It's proof that the market has not yet agreed. In aviation, transparency is often an illusion. People see listings and think they're looking at the market, but they're not. They're looking at imitations, opening positions, and in many cases, wishful thinking. The real market only shows itself when a transaction actually closes, and even then, only if you understand the condition of the plane, the maintenance profile, the concessions that were made for the deal, the structure of that deal, and the risk the buyer agreed to absorb, and that is where the value lives. It's not in the listing, it's in the outcome. So today, I'll cover why asking prices are so often misread, how they can distort judgment, and why this issue arises constantly over and over and over again with clients, lenders, lawyers, tax assessors, all trying to build certainty around numbers that were never certain. Because in this business, the market is not what's advertised. The market is what actually trades. So, what makes asking prices so seductive? It's not accuracy, but it is visibility, and they are public, searchable, easy to share and believe. And in a market where true transactional clarity is rare, visibility creates a false sense of certainty. People crave something concrete, a number to point to repeat, to anchor to. When someone sees an aircraft listed at a $4.9 million number, the instinct is immediate. If that airplane is advertised there, then mine must be worth something close to it. That reaction is understandable, but it's where the trouble starts. Because in aviation, a visible number is often mistaken for a credible one. But a listing isn't market conclusion. It's just an opening position, right? The seller, usually through a broker, puts a number out there and invites the conversation to begin. They don't want to leave money on the table. They want to leave room for negotiations. That doesn't make it dishonest or irrelevant, but it must be understood in context. A listing is a marketing document, folks. It's not a verified transaction. It doesn't show what the aircraft will actually trade for. It doesn't show what the maintenance picture is. It doesn't show the condition of the records or the inspection exposure or required concessions or even the number if it'll stand up to financing. Yet, asking prices are treated daily as if they reflect market truth. More often, they reflect aspiration because, let's be honest, their positioning and optimism and negotiation strategy or sometimes even denial. They offer comfort in a market that is anything but clear. You search for them, you seek them out, and you think that because you see the same number, yours is worth the same, and it doesn't matter if it's an aircraft, it's actually across all asset classes. Name the last time you looked for something that you owned and didn't try and find a sold listing on eBay to support it. So to understand why asking prices mislead, you first have to know what they actually are. And let's talk about it. An asking price is not a market conclusion. It's a seller's position before the market gets a chance to respond. Sometimes, like I said, that number reflects pure ambition. And again, we see it in all types of asset classes. And it's a figure maybe that the owner wants. Whether or not the market agrees is irrelevant, right? And sometimes, and I don't know if you've been a broker or not, but if you have been a broker, then you understand that sometimes you have to list an aircraft for what your client is asking you to do, even if it's beyond the market, because you don't want to lose the deal to somebody else. And sometimes it's a broker strategy, right? Sometimes they want to start high to create that room to negotiate, and they'd love to see a seller, you know, win a deal at that number because it just reinforces their guesswork or maybe their proposition or marketing strategy. Other times, though, the price is meant to shape perception. A cleaner aircraft gets listed above others to suggest a higher tier. Maybe the seller wants you to think it's the best of the best. It's the only one out there that has these options. And you do see that all the time. Not every listing aims to sell at the market. Some are experiments. The number tests interest or timing or draws out motivated buyers. Here, the price is more about the seller's curiosity than value. So even when it's genuine, the listing price rarely survives the transaction process because you have things like inspections and records and financing and maintenance. And then you have credits and concessions. And then the deal, that those terms reshape those economics. And the training and the spare parts and deferred maintenance and program status, all that stuff matters. And so by the end, the economics can look very different from what those online asking prices reflected. And that's the point. An asking price is just the seller starting the conversation before the facts emerge. Now, before we go deeper, let's ground this in something actionable. This episode is powered by VREF, the standard in aircraft valuation. If you're buying, selling, financing, or just trying to understand what your aircraft is really worth, VREF it. VREF Online gives you the data that actually drives decisions, not opinions, not listings, not guesswork. Go to VREF.com and VREF it before you make the call. So, what do the asking prices not tell you? This is where the illusion really starts to fall apart. Because when an asking price leaves out more often than not, it's super important. A listing gives you a number, a few photos, maybe some equipment highlights, and you get just enough language to make the airplane look attractive. But what it doesn't give you is the information that actually determines whether the number has any real relationship to value. And think about that for a second, because it doesn't tell you if the engines are marketable or if expensive events are approaching. It doesn't usually reveal program status, things like the APU and landing gear status and maintenance issues and whether or not there's incomplete records or damage history. A lot of that stuff gets left out. A listing's often the highlights. It doesn't tell you if there are failed pre-buys or how many buyers walked away or how many lenders looked at it and refused to finance it or if there were any refusals to insure it. And it doesn't reveal concessions like those credits I were talking about. Because that stuff goes to escrow, and that's between two parties, and that stuff is private. And so all of these things can change a deal's economics. That's why a forwarded listing with a price on it should never be mistaken for a true comparable sale. It's an asking price. It's not an indicator of what it's going to sell for. And it's also not a confirmed market point. It's like a headline. And headlines are often the last reliable part of the story. They're there to capture your attention, right? So this is where people, I think, get it backwards. And honestly, it's one of the most important concepts in this entire conversation. A listed airplane doesn't prove value. If anything, it often proves resistance. Think about it. Think about what inventory really is. It's not the market speaking. It's the portion of the market that hasn't yet cleared. By definition, it's supply that has failed, at least so far, to find a buyer at the number being shown. Now, that doesn't mean automatically that something's wrong with every aircraft on the market. That's just not the case. We know that. But it does mean you're looking at what hasn't worked, not what has. Think about it. Hot commodities sell fast. usually before they make it to the market. Think about all the things that you have as a hobby in your life. Music instruments, golf, it doesn't matter. Watches, cars, the hot stuff sells, it doesn't go to market. When an airplane sits for months at a visible price, that persistence is not validation. It's information. It's telling you, hey, there's a gap over here between the expectation and the reality. And that gap can come from a lot of places. Sometimes it's an owner that's just anchored to a number that the market just won't support. Delusional, right? Sometimes it's condition, maintenance exposure, or history that makes buyers hesitate. Sometimes the issue truly is financing, or it's a spec that doesn't align with what today's buyers actually want. And sometimes the market itself has shifted while the asking price stayed behind. Whatever the reason, the outcome is the same. The airplane is still there. And that matters because time on the market is one of the most honest signals you have. It reflects hesitation and friction, and in many cases, quiet rejection. Look, the longer something sits, the more clearly it tells you that the visible number is not where the market is willing to engage. That's why inventory should never be mistaken for proof of value. It's far more useful as a measure of where the market is pushing back. And that is where it stops being theoretical. So, let's talk about why this matters in the real world. Because this isn't academic. It shows up every day in decisions that cost people real money. When someone anchors to a listing instead of how the market's actually behaving, everything downstream starts to drift. Owners convince themselves their airplane is worth more than it is because they've seen a similar one advertised at a number that feels close enough. I mean, that's the truth, people. It just sounds crazy to me, but if you say it out loud, it's even crazier. Buyers walk away thinking they won because they negotiated a discount without ever realizing the starting point was never grounded in reality. The conversation feels right, the math looks clean, and yet the conclusion is so off base. And it doesn't stop there. Because on the financing side, visible inventory can create a false sense of security. A number on a screen is easy to point to, but it says very little about whether the aircraft will hold up under scrutiny, attract capital, or move in a stressed environment. And that's real. Those are the real questions. Liquidity, condition, supportability. Those don't live in a listing. And when those are ignored, the risk gets mispriced. You see the same problem in legal and advisory work. Arguments get built around public references that appear credible, right up until someone looks beneath the surface. Without context, those numbers don't hold up. They were never designed to. Where it becomes especially problematic is in taxation. When a listed price gets treated as evidence of value, the result can be completely distorted. That number is not a confirmed transaction. It's a reflection of what the market agreed to. And in many cases, it's not even close to where the deal would actually land. If the aircraft is still sitting there, the market's already spoken. It just hasn't agreed. Taking that signal and treating it as proof of value flips the logic entirely. It turns hesitation into confirmation. And that right there, folks, is how bad assumptions become more expensive ones. And so I'm going to leave you with a little secret here. I'm going to tell you what I tell the tax assessors. When I work with tax assessors, this issue comes up constantly. And let's be honest, they tend to pull towards listed prices. And I get it. They're easy to find. They're easy to reference. And if you're dealing with a ton of volume like they are, it looks like data. But that convenience creates a really dangerous shortcut. And a lot of you call me for taxation advice. And this is why the conversation happens. Because a listed price is not evidence of fair market value. It's a starting point, nothing more. And you can't have it both ways. You can't say that the listing price is proof of value and then call and say they're overtaxing me because they're using a listing price. That's called having your cake and eating it too. So if you want to understand what an aircraft is actually worth for tax purposes, you have to look beneath the surface. Value is shaped by what truly trades, how the deal is structured, the condition of the aircraft, the maintenance that's coming due, whether or not it's on programs, how lenders view it, how big is the fleet, how big is the buyer pool. Those factors determine outcomes. The listing doesn't do any of that. Here's another thing that people don't fully appreciate. Aviation doesn't have anything close to a transparent system for completed transactions. If you listened to my last episode about sales comps, then you know there's no MLS for closings. There's no centralized source showing the real net number. The concessions required to close, the issues uncovered during inspection, or the deals that fall apart before the finish line. There's no database of that stuff. And those failed transactions matter more to me than the ones that closed. You know why? Because they reveal where the market refused to engage, where risk became visible, where pricing broke down. None of that shows up in a public listing. So when a visible ask is treated as proof of value, what's really happening is the context is being stripped away. And without context, the number isn't insight. It's just a placeholder. Okay, let's take one more quick break. If you're looking at an aircraft and wondering what it's actually worth, don't guess. VREF it. VREF Online gives you real-time data, quarterly updates, and coverage across more than 900 aircraft models, built on how the market actually behaves, not how it's advertised. This is the platform that every lender, insurance company, and serious operator relies on when the numbers has to hold up. So go to VREF.com and VREF it before you make a decision. So if asking prices are so unreliable, why does this trap keep showing up? Well, the truth is because it's easy. That's really it. It's laziness. There is nothing more to it. That number feels like an answer. It's clean. It's simple. It's instantly usable. And unfortunately, in a market that's layered with nuance and incomplete information, that kind of clarity is incredibly appealing because people don't want to wrestle with uncertainty. They want something they can point to and move forward with. But valuation, as I've said, time and time and time again, doesn't work that way. Real value comes from understanding behavior of the markets, the condition of the aircraft, and context of the data that you are given. It requires verification and adjustments and really good judgment. None of that is convenient, and that's exactly why so many people skip it. Instead, the question quietly shifts. It stops being, what is this aircraft actually worth? And it becomes, what number can I use to support the conclusion I already prefer? Once that happens, the listing becomes less of a reference point and more of a justification. You see it everywhere. Owners hold out for a number the market won't support ever. Buyers think they've negotiated well when they've simply started from an inflated position. Deals stall, expectations drift, and decisions get made on assumptions that were never grounded to begin with. What makes this so persistent isn't a lack of intelligence. It's the appeal of simplicity. A number is easy to believe. Evidence is harder to build. And that gap, that's where the trap lives. And in aviation, confusing the two is where when mistakes begin. So what should you actually do instead? I figured it would be nice to actually give you guys some advice. And I would start by seeing a listing for what it actually is. It's a signal, not a conclusion. It shows you what's being offered, how the seller is positioning the aircraft, where it sits within a visible market. That's useful, but it's the starting point. The real work begins right after that. Because once you move past the headline, the questions matter more than the number. What does the maintenance profile actually look like? What's coming due? What's been deferred? How clean are the records? How long has the aircraft been sitting? And what's happened along the way? How many price reductions? How many failed attempts? How many buyers hesitated? Is the airplane financeable? Can you get insurance? And are you capable of passing a serious pre-buy without the economics shifting underneath you? You also have to separate cost from value, folks. Just because money wasn't spent doesn't mean the market will return it. And at the same time, a single weak area can weigh on value far more than expected. From there, focus on how transactions actually behave. Not the noise, not the screenshots, what buyers are actually willing to close on. Watch the market, track it. Once everything is known, that's where the market reveals itself. And always keep liquidity in mind. It's really important you think about exit strategy. An aircraft isn't defined by a number someone hopes to achieve. It's defined by where it can realistically trade under real conditions with real buyers who are willing and able to follow through. If you have to sell the airplane tomorrow, can you? Think about it. So what's the broader lesson here? The deeper lesson goes beyond asking prices. It's really about how easily markets create the illusion of clarity. People see numbers and assume they're facts. We do it every day. They see listings and assume they're evidence. They see inventory and assume it reflects demand. But in aviation, the truth rarely sits on the surface. What you can see is only a fraction of what actually drives value. The real market lives in what doesn't get published. Because deals fall apart. Concessions that reshape pricing are important. Maintenance risk that surfaces during inspections, that's important to know. Financing friction that limits buyers, you want to know before you start shopping. Insurance constraints that narrow the field. Why would you want to get engaged on an aircraft you're not going to ever be able to fly with insurance? So, subtle condition issues that never make it into a listing but can change everything once discovered, that's the stuff that's important. That's why surface level analysis fails. It relies on what's visible instead of what's real. An asking price is simply where a conversation begins. It allows two parties to talk. It reflects intention, positioning, and sometimes optimism. But it does not reflect an agreement. Don't confuse the two. It's one of the most expensive mistakes people make, because the moment you treat a listing as proof of value, you stop analyzing the market and you start believing the advertisement. And it is an advertisement. The market isn't the number someone publishes. It's the outcome that survives scrutiny after the condition is understood, because risks are exposed and a willing buyer actually closes. So when someone points to a visible price and calls it evidence, remember this, if nothing else. Visibility is easy. Credibility is earned. If you're buying, selling, lending against, taxing, or litigating over an aircraft, do not confuse the listing with the market. That shortcut gets expensive fast. Trust me, I help people every day. If you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who's looking at an aircraft purchase or evaluating a transaction. This is the kind of thing people need to hear before they make the call, not after. And remember, this podcast exists for one reason: to analyze aircraft as capital assets without the brokerage spin and without manufacturer narrative. And remember, when you need accurate, defensible, and data-driven aircraft values, there's only one name in the industry to trust. That's VREF. Visit VREF.com to get started today. I want to thank you for listening. I'm Jason Zilberbrand, and this is the truth about the market. Until next time, fly safe and stay smart.